Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and joining me, as always, is my partner here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky. I'm coming to you live from Cheesehead TV, New York. Corey joins us live across the street from Lambeau Field, and we are ready to talk some Packers. What do we have on tap today, Corey?
Today, we take stock of where the Packers stand after the bye week and prepare for a Packers-Bears showdown in Chicago. But right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got
the Bears still sucking.
We got the bad. We got
Lions and Vikings escaping.
We got the ugly. We got
some of these NFL games. Banky, I don't know. Did you watch much on Sunday? Because, whoo, baby, there were some ugly
no.
NFL games going on. It was hard to watch at times.
I didn't watch any. I was, you know, fermenting food and trying to get ahead on the garden and kind of, you know, taking the bye week as it is as like a nice time
well.
To just kind of chill.
You chose well, sir.
And
yeah.
Not watch
yeah, you made the right
trash.
Call.
Yeah. I heard
it was
that,
a lot of trash.
Although I did come up with a new phrase at the Patreon happy hour last night, which is the Jets are the Bears are the Jets of the NFC. So and
that's
well
good.
As the Jets are the Bears of the AFC.
AFC.
So it
that's,
works
well,
both
I'll
ways when you really think about it.
Transitive property somewhat. Yeah, I think you're onto something there. No doubt about it. But hey, before we get going, though, Corey, you know this, but I got to make sure everyone out there knows it. All the proceeds from this year's stream tonight, as well as all of our watch parties and episodes of Packer Transplants throughout the month of November, every bit of our proceeds from the watch party episode of Transplants will be donated to the Pro Football Retired Players Association's charitable foundation, the Greater Good Fund. Every super chat, every ad you see here on the channel during the watch party and transplants goes to the PFRPA. And if you're not a big super chatter, that's fine. You want to be able to contribute still? No problem. Just utilize the link in the description of this video. Each and every dollar will go to the Pro Football Retired Players Association. And let me tell you, we've been off to a phenomenal start during these first two streams that we've had. Really want to try and kick it up a notch tonight. We've enabled Super Chats, the old school style. I know...
Yeah.
Last couple streams we had people donating, but you don't get to like get your thoughts included in the show, which is the whole reason we do it, right? We want to connect with you guys. So make sure you're super chatting and just know every single one of those super chats is going to the Pro Football Retired Players Association. And we greatly appreciate the support for a group that does phenomenal work. I mean, really, really incredible work.
And we're going to have a special guest on the watch party from the PFRPA this
yes,
Sunday. So tune in to Watch Party. It's going to be a special Packers, former Packer. So
that's going to be a good time. I can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But you know what you always say, Corey, we got to eat our vegetables first before we have our fun. And that means we got to look at some Packers news. And, you know, for once, it's not all doom and gloom, Corey. We got the Packers back out on the practice field today. Packers news, of which there is plenty with the Packers back in town. They have opened up Marshawn Lloyd's 21-day window, practice window. The rookie running back was back out on the practice field today. That means they have 21 days to either activate him to the active roster or shut him down for the season. So we'll see how that kind of transpires here over the course of the next week plus. I don't know, man. I would hope he'd be able to get up and ready for this Bears game. I'm not holding my breath on that, though. I suspect we're probably a bit away from that occurring, from him getting back out on the field anytime soon. But they have 21 days to make that determination. Even better, Jaire Alexander, Evan Williams, and Josh Myers all back at practice today, albeit each one of them listed as limited. It's just great to have them back out there. I know LaFleur talked to Matt Schneidman on his podcast that came out Tuesday night. And he indicated to Matt that he feels pretty good about the possibility of all three of those guys playing Sunday in Chicago. So that's heading in the right direction. It's what you love to see. And speaking of heading in the right direction, for the first time in weeks, maybe even a month plus, Tucker Kraft no longer wearing the red no contact jersey at practice, which should tell you he's absolutely in a much better spot as far as, you know, he can actually get touched in practice. And, you know, he's a football player.
That's nice.
He's practicing football. It's probably a good thing.
Interesting.
The tight end who, you know, works in line and has to block people, he's allowed to be touched. So that's good. And finally, the kind of burying the lead here, probably the biggest news coming out of practice today, Jordan Love took all the first unit reps for the first time in weeks.
Okay.
I mean, it helps, right? When you practice as the quarterback and you take all those first team reps.
According to Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't matter. So I'm just gonna
all right, easy now, easy. We're doing so well here. We're having a good time. We're talking Packers. Like we don't.
I
need
sent
to,
you, by the way, I'm I sent you a bunch of you... TikToks. I sent you a bunch of TikToks. I sent you a TikTok today that I thought we were gonna put in the show. It is genius TikTok.
You got to make sure you like text those to me because I'm not on TikTok.
It's literally like. It's like a 1 minute history of where we are with the Bears and the crazy feedback cycle loop where they hire a GM that didn't draft the quarterback
I've
or
seen
hire
this.
The coach.
I know exactly
and
what you're talking
they fire,
about. Yes.
Then they fire that, then that person, and it's just this incredible like continuous
like feedback loop
of like
yep.
Yeah, it's really hilarious. So I
and that's who they are.
So
that's who they are. 100%.
It's really funny.
It's so good. I know exactly what you're talking about. It is very well done. Yep.
Like for those that don't know, it's just like why are the Bears such a shit show? Well, here it is.
Here you go. Here lays it out.
Since 1999, they've been doing X.
There it is. Absolutely. You know, we are coming out of the bye week, so obviously there isn't a game to talk about, but there's still, I think, a good opportunity here to kind of take stock, Corey, of where the Packers are. Coming out of the bye, we've seen, like I said, a lot of bad football over the bye week. And I will say, and this isn't in the script, but I wanted to ask you, I mean, now we're a couple weeks removed from the Lions game, which obviously didn't leave a great taste in our mouth as Packers fans. Certainly would have liked a better performance. But I'll tell you what, after watching the rest of the league, I feel pretty damn good about the Green Bay Packers. Like, I always am bullish on the Packers, obviously, but man, watch it. There's not a team I'm afraid of. There's not a team where I'm like, oh, the Packers have no shot if they have to play them. Like, that really kind of heartened me. I love coming off the bye week and thinking, all right, we're healthy for the first time in forever. Let's bring on the second half of the season because, man, the Lions didn't get our best shot. There's no doubt about that. I'm really looking forward to this back half of the season and the Packers kind of like hitting their stride, so to speak, if that makes sense.
I mean, I did not need to watch games on Sunday to feel that way. I felt that way this whole time because to me, the important thing about perspective is to go, okay, Jordan Love took this team over last year, the beginning of last year. So, right. You know, we got about 17 regular games. What do we got, 18 games now? I can never remember how many games we
17.
Play in a season.
Right.
So, okay, 18 games with the playoffs, right? And then we've got another, you know,
well,
nine
19 last
bag.
Year.
Like,
you know, they have
where
like two
are
games.
We? Yeah, so we're 20, I can't count, 28 games in with Jordan Love at the helm, right? We're under 30 right now.
Under
so,
30, right.
You know, what is your expectation? So I started to do some homework and look back at, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers' second year, Brett Favre's second year. I don't have to look too far to tell you that they're kind of trash. And they're kind of trash years, right? So
I wouldn't call them trash. I just think the struggles were apparent in their second year.
The struggles were real.
You know,
the struggles were real, as they say.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's be real. I would say that the National Football League media and everything around nationally has this really weird perspective about how you win a Super Bowl. It doesn't really jive with how teams actually win a Super Bowl. Like,
especially today.
Like, yeah, it's like the Tom Brady Tampa Bay thing totally skewed everybody's minds to what is possible, even though
including
that's
probably
really
Aaron Rodgers, if we're being honest. I mean, yeah, I totally agree.
Hey, thank you because that $50 million of dead money is not on us, so we get to after next year we get to move on with our lives as far as salary cap goes. So thank you, Aaron Rodgers, for that. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, buddy.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess my expectation was not for us to be this good this far in the season, and I think it matters what you're targeting and what your expectations are. This team has only themselves to beat, and I know a lot of teams say that, but it's really obvious. I mean, you know,
yes,
receivers catch the ball and do their job. We're not talking about this, you know. Yeah, we have a couple more penalties, less penalties. We're not talking about this, right? It's it's like, you know, Jordan is where he is in the development. Unfortunately, had what happened in Brazil happened and it set him back a little bit. And clearly, you know, I will say what's crazy is about this team is my only beef is like, are we giving Jordan enough time to heal when we have Malik Willis proving how good he is? And I wish that potentially the coaching staff, you know, had a little bit more balls when it came to that of like, it's fine. It's okay. Like, yes, we pay him all this money. Yes, he's the number one, but his ego will be okay. And if we can make it past this with him healthy, you know, I just wonder, like,
we're
how many
off,
of his stupid
no
mistakes
doubt.
Are because he's unhealthy, you know, and because he's not 100%. It's not just, I mean, some of it's going to be youth, and there's some things I'm sure he wishes he took back. And, you know, I just, I don't know. I feel good. To your point, like, I know that sounded kind of Debbie Downer, but I feel really good about where the Packers are. This has been a very exciting team from the jump, from week 9 last year to today. This is the most exciting team in football, in my opinion, as far as, like, where we are going.
Well, just
to
the
go
potential. The exactly. Yes, exactly. Like, where you're headed as an organization, as a program, right? We talk about that a lot as far as LaFleur and his program at 1265. Man, I'm with you, man. There's a lot of promise in the future, and there's a lot of upside. Now, obviously, promise and upside don't win football games. You got to do it, hopefully starting on Sunday. It is interesting, though. This is what I wanted to highlight. Like, you know, offense, defense, we talk about this every week. There's no game to talk about, but you alluded to some of the issues, right? The Packers have 13 giveaways on offense. That's 10th most in the NFL. Obviously, that is underlined greatly by Jordan Love's interceptions. Co-leader in the NFL with Geno Smith with 10. Although I love that Jared Goff in one night got into second place after throwing 5 down in Houston. That's hilarious.
It doesn't feel like he's number one in interceptions, though.
It doesn't. I know. That's what I mean. Like, it's frustrating, though, when you're giving the ball away once a game, which he has done, right? You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't play winning football that way. It's impossible. And you saw how the one time he did it against Detroit absolutely swung that game. And I very much agree with you, Corey. I do think some of it is because he has been injured and because he is trying to maybe overcompensate, but he's trying to make something happen. When we heard that clip from Don Majkowski last week, you know, sometimes you're so young and you won't accept that the defense won this play. Okay. You got to know when the journey is over. I love that quote, but it's like, hopefully reset on the bye, get a little healthier. We saw he's took every snap at practice today, hopefully takes every snap at practice throughout the week. And he has a bit of a reset here because I do think, you know, it's as frustrating as it can be. We talked about this early in the season. I love the mentality of wanting to make a play. You know, we talked about it so long when Rodgers was in town, how frustrating it could be to take the sack or the throwaways or whatever, which 100% as far as like, intellectually kind of divorcing yourself from the game and going, no, that's a good decision. That's the right decision, man. I didn't come out to the ballpark to watch somebody like intellectualize the game. I came out to the ballpark, or I tune in on Sundays to watch someone make a fucking awesome play, you know, and Jordan has provided a whole boatload of those and hopefully does so going forward. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
You also mentioned
It's definitely a subtle growth that needs to happen. It's not a it's not an immediate change, which is why I'm not hating.
That's a good way to put it. Like, that's a really good way to put it.
Well, you just don't need him to change his entire game. You just need him to make better decisions on the extremes.
Yep.
Because you on the 75%ers or the 80%ers, you do want him to make a decision to throw into the double coverage sometimes. Because he has the arm and he can do it, and he's not going to do it if he doesn't try.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. I feel you. You also mentioned the penalties. Green Bay has committed 19 pre-snap penalties. That is ninth most in the league, which actually, I gotta be honest here.
That's low.
That felt that low. That felt yeah, low. That I said, really only ninth?
I'm like, ninth? Like, that's
cooking.
Great.
Right, exactly.
Aren't we number one? Aren't we number one in pre-snap motion? We gotta be.
Yes. Well, we're in the conversation. It depends. I don't know now after the bye week, but I know going into the bye week,
right,
we were top one or two. We were definitely in that combo.
I mean,
but
I
who
feel
knows
like
with
if you're
Miami,
top one in pre-snap,
back.
If you're – Well, that's the thing. If you're top three in pre-snap motion,
right,
but you can get under 10th most in penalties, I feel like you're winning in some ways.
Yeah, you would hope, right? The problem is where and when they've occurred, right? Matt was asked about it again
today. Yeah, first
today.
Down.
First downs, lots of first downs, but also in the red zones, you know, the red zone trips. And, baby, when you're having to get back on track in the red zone, so you're like, say, at the 18, now all of a sudden you got to – pre-snap penalty, and you're not only outside the red zone, but you also have to pick up whatever you can as far as trying to stay ahead of the sticks, but now you're behind. And getting into the red zone is one thing. The Packers have been in the past really effective at running the football down there, but this year it's been really tough because they get there and then all of a sudden now we're in a get back on track situation, and it's hard to run the ball when you're at first and 15, first and 20. Whether it's pre-snap, which is, you know, a 5-yarder, or a holding call, which is 10, it's tough. That's a tough way to live. I mean, you saw it in the Lions game. There were 1 of 4 in the red zone as far as converting into touchdowns. So that's got to get cleaned up. And we talked about this a lot. This was a pretty heated discussion last night on the happy hour, I would say. It's hard. Like, what do the coaches do? Like, if it's Zach Tom false starting, you're not sitting Zach Tom. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's, I feel for the coach.
I mean, I feel like that was the second most heated thing. Unfortunately, the most heated thing in the Patreon happy hour was whether we should fire the special teams coordinator. Really? We spent 20 minutes talking about the special teams coordinator.
Corey's not a fan of special teams talk.
You know,
no,
I feel like I'm a diehard fan, but like, I'm just not. I'm just not, I guess. I'm not, because I can't.
You almost made
me
snarf. That was so good.
I can't talk about this fucking special teams coordinator for more than, like, 1 minute.
What I love is
literally
the words escaping your mouth into a microphone as you sit in your own Packers shirt and a custom Packers hat across the fucking street from Lambeau Field. Also in the backdrop is the beer that you helped make. I
don't know. I consider myself a diehard, but...
Dude, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? There's no
I mean,
but
I'm clearly
in this
not,
scenario.
I'm clearly not, though.
There's no
clearly.
But
if I can't talk about special teams coordinators, I just feel like inadequate. I don't know.
It's just funny. I guess I'm not a diehard. Oh, okay, Corey. All right, whatever you say. One other thing on the offensive tip. You mentioned the drop passes. God, catch the ball, people. The Packers have dropped 23 passes. Now, this feels right. The third most in the league.
Yeah. That
feels and to right. your point, Corey, they just start catching the ball. We're not talking about a lot of this shit.
Feels right. Yeah, I don't like – yeah. Well, and I don't like how we're, like, singling out Wicks, because I don't think it's all on Wicks.
But, I mean,
like,
Wicks has been bad, but everyone's about, contributed.
Yeah.
Everybody's you know what I mean?
Contributed.
Tucker Kraft.
But it's like –
Romeo
the
Dobbs.
Problem with the drops is that everybody. Then people – then morons are like, oh, we should change our wide receiver.
We should,
it's like, stop playing shut up.
I will say, I really like Matt's answer. LaFleur talked to Schneiderman on his pod about, you know, really still having belief in him, and there's no way – they're taking him out of the rotation, and they absolutely believe him, which is the correct answer. Like, that's absolutely it. You keep going to the young guy. You know, they didn't stop throwing to Devontae his second year when he was dropping everything in sight. You know, you let the talent figure
keep going.
It out.
Keep well, going. Clearly, absolutely. Also, like, if they're doing that shit in practice, they're not going to be playing them. So there's some disconnect between practice and games, and the coach knows better than Peter Bukowski. So, you know, anyway.
Yeah, I had to say it. I love it. Let's talk about the Packers' defense. Let's flip
Actually,
it around
everyone
here.
Knows better than Peter Bukowski. Like, the worst Packer fan
fair.
In the world knows better than Peter Bukowski. So
that's fair. Fair.
Just saying.
Fair enough. On defense, the Packers are 12th in points allowed. Now, you're talking about, like, the feel. I thought that might be a bit higher. I really did. But I guess, you know, when you're giving up 28 points and a half to the Vikings, I guess being outside the top 10 makes sense. But 12 in points allowed is not terrible. But I will say it's not exactly a huge market improvement over Joe Barry's crew, which is unfortunate. Need to get better in that.
Okay,
regard.
Maybe not on that stat, but
I'm saying, well, that what is more important than
I
points?
I mean, you just cherry picked a stat.
That's not a that cherry pick. Like, that is literally the most important stat
that
on defense.
The Packers are 12th in points, and I'm gonna pull it out. And Joe Barry was better. Come on, what are we doing?
I didn't say, sir, I would never say Joe Barry was better, please. This is, I know we're in the age of misinformation now and nothing matters, but sir, please.
First off, this defense is definitely better than it was last year. There's no
question. 1,000,000,000% correct. I totally agree.
But yeah, I do think that's a little, it also keeps us in the conversation as a defense, though, so I'm not hating it.
I feel you.
It's gonna get better. This is the bad. Defense. That was the bad half for points.
That was the bad. That was the bad half. There you go. The Packers also have 10 interceptions on the season, fourth in the NFL. Obviously, a huge part of this is Xavier McKinney, but they have somewhat dried up as of late. There hasn't been, you know, that was a kind of a streak there going at the start of the season. Lots of folks are, oh, is it sustainable? Well, no, it hasn't been quite sustainable. However, I do think the Packers have played intermittently some really good defense. Now, they've also been taking advantage of at times. But, yeah, for the most part, they've been a ball-hawking unit, which is so much more welcome than what we got used to the last couple of years.
This is a Fritz Schirmer defense with the exception of the edge rushing and the defensive line.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Shout out Fritz Schirmer. Shout out those guys up front for Fritz. Damn.
Oh, man, if we had those guys up front right
now. Could you imagine?
Oh my God!
Everyone thinks about Gilbert and Reggie and even like maybe Jones, but I would take Santana Jones. Dotson right now.
Santana,
like
Dotson.
I would take Santana Dotson on the squad.
I feel like Santana and Kenny Clark,
they can make some music.
They got
together.
The measurables together.
I very much agreed. And then here's the stat. Well, you talk about me cherry picking. Well, here's a very positive stat. I think. Run defense ranks 7th in the NFL. 7th, Corey, with 4.24 yards per carry. And I will say, I got to admit, when I saw this, I looked it up and I was like, that's pretty surprising. I know they have, throughout Matt LaFleur's tenure, not been a great run-stopping unit, but I did feel like, okay, they feel like the eye test, whatever. It feels like they're a little bit better, but I'm not quite sure. Man, that's legit. Now, the unfortunate part is if you're an opponent and you're running for over 4 yards per carry, that's winning football.
You're winning.
Yeah. You still got to – but apparently, you know, there's only 6 other teams that are doing better. So that's kind of just the NFL now because everyone's playing either a 2-high or a 3-shell safety look, etc. So you're going to run the ball. You want to run the ball. Like, the league now is set up for you to run the ball because – defenses have completely like tried to mitigate the explosive passing game, try to take away the deep stuff. So they leave you open to, okay, we're going to run the ball, but we bet you can't run the ball consistently for a 10-12 play drive. And you certainly can't do it over the course of an entire game. But all of that said, 4.24 yards per carry, 7th in the league. I'll take that. I will 100% take that. Hey, before we get to our preview, we're going to preview this Bears game. Then we're going to get into, obviously, Blogosphere and all of that. We got to give a shout out to our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select 2 or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. And I hear you, Aaron, where is it available? Well, I'll tell you. It's available in 43 different states, including, most importantly, Wisconsin. And I want to give a shout out to everybody who sent me their lineups over the course of the first, you know, 8-9 weeks of the season. Keep it up. Again, use code CHTV. Send me your lineups. It's been a lot of fun. I killed it, Corey. I absolutely killed it.
I was about to say,
weekend.
Have you actually even made any money or not?
I made.
Are you positive in the money?
I'm at plus 190 right now, which is pretty good.
$190.
That is correct.
$1.90.
That is $190, sir. Thank you very much.
What did you start with? Like 500, right?
No, I started with $20 and I got the $50 instant.
Oh, okay.
You know, so okay. You know, I'm doing
70,
all right.
So that
I've had some brutal weeks. I'm not gonna lie. Had some brutal weeks.
I was about to say.
But I had a really good week during the bye week. And hey, shout out there. Ed sent me his lineup. There was what was his name? There was another guy who sent me his stuff on Instagram, and he like legit killed it with both the Sunday and Monday night lineups. Anyway, people, send me your lineups. It's a lot of fun. Hop on board. There's a link in the description of this video. Do it, people. All right. Looking at this game on Sunday against the Bears, the hated rival. Corey, did you know the Packers have won 10 straight games against the Chicago Bears?
Yes. Did you know that the Packers currently hold the lead against the Bears for the all-time games won lead as well, and not just against the Bears, but in like NFL history?
Yes, sir. Absolutely love it. The Packers have also won 5 straight at Chicago while not allowing more than 20 points in any one of those games. That is the first time that has happened since 1928 through 30. That team was the only other team to do it at Chicago, the Green Bay Packers in 28 through 30. That's how historic this run is. And what's crazy is this
2 of those years
run,
were championship years, too, by
yes,
the way.
Sir.
That was our first three-peat. 29, 30, 31 was our first three-peat championship run.
What's crazy is that this 10-game run that the Packers are on is the second time they have done a 10-game run versus the Bears. They need on Sunday, they win that game. That is the longest streak ever in the history of the rivalry. Matt LaFleur going to own the Bears. Absolutely.
I just don't see how we lose this game. I mean, the Bears just, they are floating in front of our
stuff.
Eyes.
You know, they win on defense. They make it ugly. Like, they could, there's a path to victory for the Bears, but it's razor thin. You know, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Thomas Brown is the new Bears defensive coordinator. They fired their play caller on Tuesday. This poor guy. I will say, Packers fans
this
will
is
remember
why
him
the
as.
Jets. They're the yes, Jets. They're
1,000%.
Literally the Jets.
Correct. Packers fans may remember him as the play caller for the Panthers last year, where the Panthers had their one good offensive game. Of course, that was against Joe Barry. So very different scheme, very different set of circumstances. But if you want to find out more, hear more about the matchup, etc., Andy Herman from Packaday Podcast and I dive deep into it on the Cheesehead TV Nation newsletter. Subscribers get it. Absolutely. Get on board, people. It's a lot of fun. The Cheesehead TV Nation newsletter goes out twice a week during the season, once a week in the off season. But there's lots of great Packers content, Cheesehead TV content, all sorts of Packers goodness, and some exclusive stuff for people who subscribe. So make sure you hop on board there. Corey, you got anything else before we head into the blogosphere here?
Let's do it.
All right, let's hit it. That's right. It's This Week in the Packer Blogosphere, the return of that venerable series. First up, Corey Behnke, if you have a day off, say, you know, let's pretend, because I know you don't take days off, but let's say you did. What do you generally do? Like, do you, like, hang out, do your garden stuff? Like, you know, maybe visit friends and family? Like, just kind of hang out?
I'm going to ferment some food, or I'm going to get ready to do some cocktails. By the way, we're coming out with some new cocktail videos. I forgot to tell you.
Hell yes. Hell yes, we are. You know what Jordan Love does? He partners with a local community entity and does a coat drive. I mean, Jordan Love is the bomb.com. I know lots of folks showed up for Jordan Love's foundation partnering with a local charity for a coat drive in the last couple days. NBC 26 covered it. Let's take a quick look at this.
Love and Boyce have developed a strong relationship, something Love says he truly cherishes.
He's very connected in the community and has that feel and kind of the understanding of what the need is here in the community. So to be able to partner with him is a big deal.
That's the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers just standing in a parking lot giving out coats.
In the middle of downtown. Yep.
I love that. Dude, I love that. Jordan Love, shout out. Shout out to the foundation. Shout out to the charities. That's good stuff right there. In other news, Corey, speaking of newscasts and coverage, I know you've been kept abreast of all the latest developments when it comes to the removal of the Heritage Trail Plaza there in downtown Green Bay. I think the latest was, you know, the Packers have agreed to pay for it, if I remember right.
No, the city's developers are paying for the move.
The move, right.
They've agreed.
Packers just have to figure out where to put it.
They have an agreement. The Packers have to figure out where they want to put it, yep. And wherever they want to put it, they'll put it there.
Back in the day, we made a video here at Cheesehead TV about the Heritage Trail, which includes the plaza, which now we're going to have to edit. So I just wanted to give Sean, who put it together, a shout out for the great job he did putting together that video, the Heritage Trail kind of exploration video. So let's take one last look before this is completely obsolete.
As you continue down the city deck, turn down Cherry Street to catch a must-see stop along your football journey through history. The Packers Heritage Trail Plaza. Here you can pose with life-size statues of Earl Curley Lambeau, Johnny Blug McNally, and other Packer legends forever shrined in bronze. The plaza's backdrop offers a history lesson of the Lambeau to Lombardi era, the dawning years of this historic franchise. The tallest building behind the statue plaza is the next stop on your Packers history tour, the Hotel Northland.
The Hotel Northland. We've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I just said, that's such a good video, and now it's like that section is completely obsolete. It's so upsetting.
We'll just have to insert. We'll do a little insert.
We got
to
do an insert.
A little transition, and then we'll do a little insert, and it'll be in the new spot. I mean, look, it could be in a better spot. Really, we said this before, but that area downtown is about to get a lot of really awesome development that it really
deserves. I totally get why the city's doing it.
Not
the
spot.
Applaud it.
Yep.
I totally understand why it's happening. It's just we made an awesome video and now you gotta do stuff with it. Finally, speaking of awesome videos, Corey, can I tell you something? We were talking about earlier about TikTok, right? I'm not on TikTok a lot. I'm just not. It's not something I reach for. I get it maybe once a day. I'll do a scroll at some point. It's not something I'm in on, right? But holy Toledo, the Green Bay Packers are in on TikTok, and they produce this video, which has no piece of content has ever made me feel older than this Packers TikTok.
Listen up, chat. Yeah. It's time to yap about the Green Bay Packers. The Packers have started their season with 6 big booms and only 3 dooms. No glazing. The defense has been mogging every opponent, forcing 19 turnovers. That's like if Baby Gronk Phantom taxed all of the Costco guys' double-chunk chocolate cookies. You've got to give it up for Alpha Jordan Love and the offense putting up mad yards and points every game. Josh Jacobs is an absolute rizzler on the ground. And Tucker Kraft's 5 touchdown catches have given him unmatched aura. Right when they might have looked cooked, Brandon McManus kicked 2 game-winning field goals. Talk about major Sigma energy. The Packers got that Sigma grind set and have shown some serious skibbity riz through their first 9 games, mogging all their ops and positioning themselves as a level 10 contender this season.
I'm sure my daughters have undoubtedly...
That was so dumb.
Translated that at some point,
but
I have no idea what half of that meant.
I am so
old. You're old, Corey.
I'm so depressed at the state of the youth in our country.
It's like Ferris Bueller. I weep for the future.
I weep for the future. Wow.
Oh, so good. So good. Hey, shout out, though. Hey, the Packers social media is killing it. That stuff is dope.
You know what, though?
It's not for
us. You know what?
It's fine.
I put this on. I put this on Wes. I put this on. You know, Wes was like Wes Hodkiewicz. For those of you who don't know, he was like on his Instagram. He was like saying how he thought the social team and everybody is doing a great job. And I agree, there is only one person who is directly 100% responsible for the Packers social being where it is today. And unfortunately, that player is no longer with the Green Bay Packers, but forever and ever will go down in history as the turning point of changing the Packers' social media. And that player is...
David Bakhtiari.
Ding, 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 ding. Thank you, David Bakhtiari, for changing the course of Packers' social media.
That's like that meme, thank you for changing my life. And Dave, it's like the other side is just Dave like, Bakhtiari sitting there going, I'm literally just bitching about the TikTok and the Twitter. And that's it. Shout out Bakhtiari. God bless you, man. Because like, remember that year, the year he really went ham about it publicly was
so
after
bad.
They were ranked 32nd. Their Twitter account was ranked 32nd by some random magazine, like digital magazine that no one reads other than when they produce this
list. I mean, but
list.
No one
blah,
no
blah, blah.
One could argue that it was wrong.
No, but that was the thing. Was like,
literally,
feels right.
No, no, yeah, that checks out. Yeah, that's 32. That feels right.
Oh,
actually, is
yes.
there a 33? Because
it is, yeah. the Packers would qualify. Oh, so good. Yeah, they're
yeah,
their
the
Twitter
NFL
account
social
relegated.
Media account is better than the Green Bay
got
Packers.
Got relegated. It was so good. But hey, those days are past. We are past those days now. Thanks.
And now we get Skibbity Riz. Skibbity Riz.
Skibbity Riz. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Corey. Oh, yeah. That calls for.
I know what Riz means, but I don't know what
Skibbity
means.
I got Riz. Skibbity, I have no idea, but I got this. You ready?
I like that, though.
God.
That's nice.
Some good stuff.
That's nice.
Grab yourself a nice cold carry of the G, the official beer of GZTV.
Those of you, I got a super chat. We'll talk about somebody mm-hmm. going to Chicago.
Let's go. We're ready. Let's hit those super chats. Let's do it. Remember, every one of your super chats going to the Pro Football Retired Players Association. Do it, people. Let's go.
Lara Straub, I hope the Pack kicks the crap out of the Bears. For how much shit I was given all summer long and beginning of the season, I'll be at Will's. I hear they have Carry the G.
Huh. They do indeed. They
there
do
are three
indeed.
Bars. There, from my understanding, there are three very nice establishments that carry the G in Chicago, Illinois. So check it out. It's on our page.
I was just going to say, hit up cheeseheadtv.com. On the top of the page, you'll see beer, because that's what more do you need as far as like a tag? Hit beer, go to the page, and there's an interactive map. Just put in your zip code. And if you're in the Chicago area, enter that zip code and you'll see the establishments that carry the G. Do it, people.
Jim Litica, my favorite Bears memory is Air 12's I Still Own You rant. That's pretty good.
It's a pretty, great,
and he
pretty great moment.
He still does.
He does. Sweet. No doubt about it. Do.
Thank you, Jim, for the donation to a PFRPA. On Culture Barbarian, no more rocket balls, please. RIP Blaze Winter.
No, Random Packer. Blaze Random Packer. Blaze Winter. Winter.
Random Packer.
Blaze Sorry. Winter is a good one, man. That's
Wait.
A great pull.
I thought No More Rocket Balls was Mike Holmgren, though.
It is. He's doing separate things here. There's the No More Rocket Balls, please. Random Packer Blaze Winter.
Hi, I just showed up. There. Thanks. I just got here. Thanks.
It's all
good. Doug Hype TV, 100% they use ChatGPT to write that TikTok. I agree.
That's probably true.
I think that is 100% true.
That is probably
that they
true.
They were just like, this is Wallers. This is my impression of Jason Wallers.
Oh, no. Oh,
ChatGPT.
No.
I need to write in the... perspective of a 16-year-old male from Wisconsin. I need to play video games all the time. I need this filter. It's like he probably got the prompt from like – he probably like watched TikToks to get what prompts he
to
needed
To get what the prompts
TikTok.
He needed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1,000%. Although it wouldn't have been Waller's. Waller's is way too high level for that.
Oh yeah, way too high for that.
That'd have been Duke Bobber high. Probably. Yeah. Duke was probably the one like reading the.
It was Wes. Let's be real.
Let's be honest. No wonder Wes is praising the social media team.
Yeah,
it's
social media team. You're doing so great.
You're killing it. Here's my ChatGPT.
Jerome Chop, exactly. Corey, would love to see your drive summary post showing up in my Blue Sky feed this Sunday. Skibbity Riz and Go Pack Go. Jerome, I don't even know what Blue Sky is. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Hop on board, Corey. All the cool kids are doing it. Hop on board.
I want to have
you barely
less
post
social
on Twitter.
Media, not
I know.
More.
I feel you. I know.
I would like I to have less. I hear and you. As much as, like, I totally get the whole, like, I totally get it, whatever. It's like,
yep,
yeah. Whatever.
I hear you. Hey, as I said on Twitter earlier today.
I'll try and I'll fail.
We want to be in all the conversations, much like Brian Gutekunst. And there is a very robust Packers kind of fan group already on Blue Sky. So I'm on Blue Sky. Cheesehead TV is on Blue Sky. Maybe someday we'll get Corey there. But, you know, baby steps. Got to eat your vegetables.
Is Blue Sky kind of like Twitter was like 8 years ago? Because then I'm in.
Oh, dude, no, it's phenomenal, I will say. And, like, I literally just said this on Threads, which probably means they'll never, like, invite me to anything ever again. But the not only, like, the real-time updates, the real-time nature of it is so great. They have curated lists that people put together for, like, okay, here's all the accounts that, you know, bug the shit out of you on Twitter. And if they come and join, which many people have, here's an auto block feature where you can just completely eliminate an entire group of folks in the press of a button. And like,
that's genius.
Whether it's like political grifters or people who only post when they like hate a movie or whatever, like all these different groups that you can just eliminate instantly. Like that feature alone is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen on a social media platform. But also, it's real time. The thing Threads got all wrong was like, oh, we've got all these people migrating when Threads went live. People signed up and it was huge, but they would never give over control. They do have a follow function where you can have your timeline be, oh, people you follow, but you got to go to it. It's not the default and it can't be the default. Where with Blue Sky, that's 100% it. I'm excited actually for Sunday's game against the Bears. I'll be active on Blue Sky during watch party, definitely. But,
yeah, great. Twitter, another reason Twitter's you're going to ignore me on the watch party.
That's it. You know me.
And Andrew Ware, 4th and 8 from the 48. Thanks for Super Chat.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Andrew.
Heath Soder, I'm late. What did I miss? You missed, we talked about the special teams coordinator, and you missed it. So. You're welcome.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
Autograph is really cool as well. Yeah, autograph is good. It's just, I don't know, it's not as immediate for me, anyway. That's just where I'm at. Hey, what we do, Corey, what we got to say is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are, what, a little over a week away from the annual Cheesehead TV meetup at Lambeau Field. Night before the 49ers game. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time. Patreon members, the information is on your page. And speaking of Patreon members, we cannot thank you enough for the support for Cheesehead TV, for the channel, for the brand. You guys are the lifeblood of everything we do. Really greatly appreciate each and every one of you, as well as the Care of the G Club members here on YouTube. Corey, I've been thinking about this. We really got to go to Care of the G Club member only chats after we do this kind of fundraising with the Pro Football Retired Players Association, etc. When we get to like probably the playoffs, we should have that be Care of the G Club members only. Like, I see all these other channels doing members only chats, and I'm like, why do we put up with the riffraff? That's my question. Because these people support us.
Nothing but Steve Thieves has a good song called Members Only. I like it.
There you go. I love it. Well, you got anything else, Corey, before we head out into this evening of ours?
No, join us for the watch party this Sunday. We got a very special Packers player, former player guest, going to be donating our proceeds as well to Pro Football Retired Players Association. So thank you guys for that. Appreciate all the support this month, and we're looking forward to giving them a big check. So I'm excited about that.
Yes, let's do it. That'll do it for this episode of Packer Transplants. We'd like to thank everyone who makes Cheesehead TV part of their daily Packers routine. We are and will always be devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.
I think it's a fluid situation, and we're I know you guys love it, especially Nagler. I can see you smirking at me right there. We're going to take it one day at a time, and just it's going to be fluid, though. That's all I can tell you.